I'm starting a new series called Ask Me Anything. This series will be a direct response to questions that you ask me. Today's topic is about the narcissist's new relationship. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. So the question today is, why does the ex-narcissist seem so happy with the lady he cheated on me with? He then discarded me and married her about 2 weeks after my discard. They seem so happy posting lovey-dovey pictures all over social media, and now I'm asking myself, was I such a terrible person? How can he move on and be so happy? Why does a narcissist do everything you wanted to do with his new supply after you discard them? This is a great question, and I think it deserves its own video. So let's just jump into it. The first thing you have to remember is that the new supply is in a very difficult place, because even though right now they feel like competition, in reality, they're more like a successor, because the narcissist has patterns in their relationships, and right now, they're at the beginning of the pattern with the new supply, so they're in the love bombing phase. I'm going to share with you a little bit more information about this. Take a look.
I want you to take a moment to imagine something with me, if you will. You've left your toxic narcissist after so many years of mental and emotional abuse. You're finally starting to breathe again, right? You're finally free of the horrible, selfish energy that the narcissist carries around with him or her, and you feel like you're a brand new person. Life is just starting to get really, really good. And then it happens. As you're humming to yourself in the grocery store one day, you spot your former would-be soulmate 2 aisles over, and there's something different about him or her. They seem happier. They seem brighter. Relaxed, even. They're laughing. They're talking. They're even being charming. Right? You're confused. You're hurt. You're angry. A far cry from the person you recently knew. This narcissist has somehow transformed back into the amazing person you originally met, the one you fell in love with. But seconds later, almost as if time is moving in slow motion, you recognize what's going on here. Your narcissist has found their next victim. They're in the process of love bombing the next victim. And for just a moment, you have a front row seat. I know it stings, my friend. I know it hurts when you see that person you fell in love with reemerging now that you're gone. And I know that you wonder, at least a little bit, if somehow the narcissist was right all along. Was it really just you? Were you really the problem in that relationship and it wasn't that person after all? Why does the narcissist become the person you fell in love with when you leave? It's time for a reality check, my love. First, I want to acknowledge that while every step in the process is incredibly painful, this one is probably one of the most confusing. See, while the bigger part of you knows that the narcissist is never going to really change, this other little part of you still loves the narcissist, or the version of the narcissist that you once believed was real. And that's the part of the narcissist that they're parading around right now. So it's like you're mourning the version of the person you fell in love with many years ago or months ago or whatever. But I want to repeat something to you here. The problem wasn't you. The problem was that the narcissist started taking you for granted. The narcissist got used to having you around. Maybe the narcissist had shiny new object syndrome, or they said, life was too boring. You know, I gotta go. And maybe they left to pursue whatever it was that they wanted in that moment. Maybe you just finally had enough and you left the narcissist yourself. In any case, here's the reason the narcissist suddenly becomes Mr. or Miss Perfect again. Whether it was their idea to end things or yours, they're now without a source of narcissistic supply, at least a primary source. And so that means, guess what, my friend? The narcissist is on the prowl. This is normal. And sadly for the narcissist, you already know how this story is going to end, right? As you know, narcissists have a little personality issue. They're kind of hard to live with. And even a reasonably intelligent person would feel ashamed that they tolerate the bullshit. So they may keep it under wraps, like you probably did. So you might never know for sure, my friend. But narcissistic abuse does run in cycles, and this is one of the cycles. So if I'm in your shoes at this point, I'm going to make use of the no contact, low contact thing, and I'm going to use that to my advantage. That means block both the narcissist and the new supply on Facebook. So this way you don't have to see it. You don't have to torture yourself by looking at their profiles and all their happy, happy pictures. It means you don't listen when some well-meaning flying monkey comes along to tell you updates on the narcissist. It means you're going to move forward and focus only on what you can control, not what you can't. But look, you couldn't control them while you were together. You sure as hell can't control them now, nor should you want to. The narcissist, my friend, is no longer your problem, and that's a blessing. So how do you deal with the painful reality of watching your narcissist be perfect for another person? Well, you start by remembering what it was that you dealt with in your relationship, and by recognizing what this new person is going to deal with now that they're in that relationship. Because the truth is, the narcissist only has one relationship, that's the one with him or herself. Everybody else is just in their minds an extension. And listen, even if you're tempted to warn the narcissist's new supply about what he or she is getting themselves into, don't do it. Even if your intentions are good, it won't work. The fact of the matter is that giving a narcissist's new supply a heads up seems like a great idea, especially if you're a caring, loving person. The narcissist has already told this person you're crazy. They've probably already told this person that you might try to warn them, and except they put it like, just be aware, this person is really obsessed with me, so they may come and be like, hey, he abused me, or she abused me, she did this, she did that, but the fact of the matter is that person's crazy, blah, blah. In any case, don't sit around thinking that the narcissist's new supply will end up getting the benefit of all your work, all the work you did trying to fix the narcissist, because it doesn't work that way, my friend. The narcissist, they are what they are. And even other experts will tell you a narcissist can't change, at least not for long anyway. Remember this, you are not really mourning the person that you lost. You're mourning the illusion of what you believe that person was. It's an ever-turning cycle that the narcissist repeats in varying iterations for the rest of his or her life. Be glad you're off the wheel. Stay focused on yourself and on making your own life better. You have already been tortured enough, my friend, and if you let this situation continue to make you miserable, you're only going to allow the narcissist to continue the abuse from afar. You are allowing the narcissist to remain in control of yourself, even though you're not with him or her anymore. So take back your life. Choose to be happy in your own way, the way that makes you happy. Focus on what you can control and not what you can't control. Heal and release the anger. As one of my beautiful SPAN members once said, work on your healing and the layers of anger will soon disappear. One of the hardest things for this person was mourning the illusion of the perfect relationship, the one that we all want to believe. Letting go of that, she said, was a huge step for her. So I want you to remember, never compare yourself to another supply, a new supply, an old supply, unless you do so in order to feel sorry for him or her, because I'm sure if you bother to look, which I hope that you don't, you will see the narcissist's pattern doesn't change. This is a pattern that you're thankfully no longer subjected to in your life. This is a pattern that is painful for anyone who goes through it, on the receiving end, of course. Don't do yourself the disservice of trying to think that the new supply is somehow better than you. The truth is that narcissists are very picky in their own ways. Chances are, if the new supply seems better somehow, it's only because the narcissist hasn't ruined the new supply yet. Don't if only and what if yourself to death. It's common to have feelings of regret after a relationship ends. Listen, you wouldn't be human if you didn't wonder, what could I have done differently? Did something I do or say trigger this breakup? Did it all go downhill because of me? But listen, my friend, first of all, that's probably not the case. And second of all, it's not helping you. It's not helping you to do any better for yourself. It's only causing you more pain. And chances are, you couldn't have changed the situation even if you wanted to. At least not without going completely insane trying to make the narcissist happy. Now it's time to live in the moment. In time to think about how you want your future to go.
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you been through watching your narcissist get a new supply and go through the love bombing phase? And how did you feel? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I'm going to offer a really quick shout out to my entire Spanily. You will notice a new thing I'm doing now where I'm showing you as many subscriber names as I can during this little section of the video, and they're right there. And I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me, for supporting this channel, for liking and sharing my content, and for just being here, commenting, being part of the Spanily. Thank you. And a quick shout out to my amazing channel members, those people who support me through the YouTube channel membership program. Their contributions allow me to continue to make videos for you and be here for you every single day and help me to continue to grow my message in so many ways. Thank you so much, Inner Circle. The amazing Inner Circle includes La Precious, Beautiful Purpose, Abraham, Chantel, Ashley, Carrie Ann, Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pierlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F., Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetta. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Again, thank you so much. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.